In the very first hours after the May 22, 2011 Joplin tornado, Zimmer Broadcasting decided to take an unprecedented measure. They would stay on the air 24/7.
The city of Joplin has declared, Mayor Wilson has declared a local disaster. All people not needing to be out are being asked to stay in.
As first responders reached the tornado zone that was about 1 mile wide and stretched all across the city, they found people dead and people injured. Initially, no one had any real idea of how many people had died. That was reflected in early national news reports.
In some places, there's nothing left. Houses unrecognizable, cars wrapped around trees. Missouri's director of public safety says urban search and rescue teams have been dispatched. The heavy equipment is being brought in, and they need all the help they can get.
Ultimately, 161 people were listed among the dead,
and over 1,000 were injured.
One of Joplin's two hospitals, St. John's Medical Center, had been hit hard. The hospital, a mainstay of healthcare in the city for decades, would never open to patients again. That left Freeman Hospital, less than a mile to the south of St. John's, to carry the load as patients began arriving. Just before midnight, a caller to KZRG described the destruction she saw in her area of the community.
I just wanted to ask if you guys have been talking any about Duquesne. Well, my daughter lives on 24th Street over there. It is totally demolished. They were trapped in their house.
Oh, wow.
They got them out. The whole, there's not a house standing there.
Good grief.
Yes.
Well, I can imagine. And were they able to make it out safely, or I guess?
Yes, but their neighbor was killed.
Oh, no.
And that whole area is devastated.
Sorry to hear that.
Similar stories came in from all over the tornado zone. In the meantime, there were hundreds of people without homes in Joplin. Some stayed with relatives in hotels or motels, but others had no place to go. Only 3 weeks earlier, Missouri Southern State University had signed an agreement with the Red Cross to serve as a Red Cross shelter in the case of a disaster. Within hours, bleachers were pushed back in Young Gymnasium at MSSU. Cots were set up and people began to file in. Some of them seemed almost shell-shocked. Many were there for nearly a week. A hospital was set up in Missouri Southern's Health Science Building to help care for the overflow of the injured. And briefly, the MSSU football field served as a temporary morgue. But help was on the way. We'll have more on that tomorrow. Steve Smith, News Talk KZRG.